Log Talk Radio.
Something like the 25th. Oh, you guys, it's the 25th. There's so much I'm going to say tonight. And you know what? First of all, I'm not going to apologize for anything that I'm saying because right now I'm pissed. Everything that is going on, it's ticking me off. And you know, I usually can just leave it, let it go, but, you know, this time I'm not going to let it go because, especially what happened on fucking YouTube yesterday, it doesn't want, it, it doesn't, it makes me not want to let anything go. And, you know, all these Zaytan fans, you know, come on, my soul. Don't be scared, little teenagers, and defend your couple. But you cannot defend your couple because you want to hide behind that screen computer pad. You know, come on. You know, there's enough, you know, there's enough airtime for all of us. Just come on and defend yourself. Okay, my co-host has arrived. Yay! And Missy was here, but I will let that go too. That was next summer, but I will let that go too. I'm going to bring her on. Please call in to 347-850-8721. And, you know, we can just talk nice. You know, if you need to have a glass of wine, have a glass of wine. And here we go.
Hello?
Hey.
You know what? I'm coming out of getting an ice cream, and my niece is with me, and I had you on speaker. And
what?
I warned her that if there's language being used, don't mind her, so...
you know, you could text me.
I'm sorry, but I had an ice cream in my hand, and I'm driving.
Okay, people. Yeah, Terry had the ice cream in there. Where did you go?
The Dairy Queen.
Yeah, 911. Okay. I'm sorry,
oh,
Lexi.
Okay.
Okay.
She said that's okay.
Thanks. Okay, so pretty much it's just you and I. There's a guest person in the staff room, but it's just you and I for now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But what I was saying...
Huh?
Carrie and I had a very interesting... how should I put this? Interesting night last night, you guys. And, you know, for all of those Twitter people who cannot get off Twitter without you guys, YouTube is the same way. You know, people on YouTube, you know, if you're so scared of your couple, if you are so crazy about them, why not come on this show? You know, this show isn't Zaytan Radio where you have to be loyal to them, or in the zone where you have to kiss Ryan's butt. It's my show, basically. You know, you don't have to kiss.
And we're not going to chase you off.
Exactly, so please. Come on here and defend your couple. Oh, that reminds me. Late Long Radio is having a show Saturday night. I will be co-hosting it, of course. We are supposed to have a This Sam debate. And, yeah, please tune in to Christy. She's good. She's great. See how they ever use this bad language. So, yeah, you might want to tune in to her, too.
Yeah, they called us, they called me delusional, the fans.
I know.
They called me delusional, like, wait a minute, how am I delusional? It's like, felt like I'm, you know, bad-mouthing, you know, cussing on YouTube. I didn't even use one cuss word on that. So,
you know, it was me. Okay, I will admit, you guys, I did. After they called me stupid and blind, I, you know, said some things. And I'm not going to apologize for it because they started it.
Oh, they said to me, use your effing head. But, you know, whatever. They're going to be who they are, and we're going to be... No! Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
What?
Okay.
What happened?
Sorry.
What happened?
Okay. Shut up. Lexi, we're not, you know, we're on a live radio show on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah. But there's nobody.
Yeah.
There's nobody really in chat room, is there?
Well, there's one person.
Please, person, call in.
Call in, please. You know, I don't know where The rest of our little group is running.
I know. Where's our little group at?
I was just going to ask you the same thing. I mean, come on. They still like us. I mean, how can anyone not like you and I? Well, okay, I can see why people like you, but me, okay, sometimes they have a big problem with me, but come on. Oh, we do have a call. Silly is on the... Hi, Silly.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm... We are getting sick of the hot weather. It's hot in L.A. and it's humid here.
Oh. Well, it's summer. What do you expect? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you sound there, yeah. And, but I'm jealous of Terry right now because she went up to Dairy Queen and got herself an ice cream cone.
Oh, good
and
for her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
my...
I think...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Terry.
I have my little niece with me, and I realized it was 8 o'clock, so I put on speaker, and we're in the car driving, and I warned my niece that she might use a little bit of foul language, and she did. I'm like, oh, God.
But you please tell everyone, I did not know your little niece would be in the car.
Yeah, she didn't know that she was in the car. Yeah.
And... we have two guests in this album now, too. But no, Terry and I spent last night.
Yes, you're breaking up, Carly. You sound wavy. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
It was kind of breaking up earlier, too, when I was on the phone, while I was on the phone.
What I was going to say is Terry and I, well, a couple of months ago, Terry commented on a YouTube thing.
I commented on a YouTube, because I'm on YouTube a lot, and I was just putting I kind of keyed in Liaison versus just Sam. I'm always just curious, like, the videos that were made about them or, like, the polls that they have for them. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I got onto the SmackDown one and how we won. And I noticed a few Liaison fans were going on there commenting too, and I just comment. I'm like, yay, we won. It's about, you know, it's about time that the powers that be, you know, figure out that they're going to win every time or something. I don't remember what I put on there, but. And then a couple months later, I get a Sam fan commenting on my comments and, you know, saying, you know, I don't know what exactly she said, but it kind of made me mad, so. I was commenting back to her, and then, you know, she was commenting back to me again and all that, and then it got to the point where she finally blocked me, and it's like, you know, it's like, and then somebody, I guess, saw those comments, like, the other day. I mean, this is talking about a couple months ago, and so somebody had responded to me, and, you know, I mean, and she kind of... I kind of took it personally, you know, because she was using foul language, and she was like, it was like personal to me and everything. And so I just said, you know, and so I commented to her about whatever. So basically, it turned into like a debate on YouTube. Turned into like a debate on YouTube and everything, you know, and then somebody else got into it, and I'm like, and then I just said to them, well, if you want to have a debate, why don't you just come onto the Blog Talk Radio or whatever? And they're like, well, I don't want to waste my time debating on a radio show. Who has, you know, I'm like thinking, what's the difference between a radio show and you know, hiding behind the keyboards in a radio show and chat room or debating on YouTube? It's the same difference. It's a different forum or whatever. You know, and it's like, well, I'm like, you guys are chicken. I was really egging them on to see if they would really go on and call. I was just like, what's the word I'm looking for? I was like, I don't know what word I'm looking for.
You were instigating?
I was instigating them. Well, not instigating, but I was just, you know, like wanting them to call in and see if they, because, you know, if we're debating here on YouTube, I would love to hear what they really have to say you know, by hearing their voices or whatever, if they really have the balls. Because one of them was really pissing me off. She kept using foul language in every little word she was writing. And she said, and I went onto her YouTube account, you know, to check it out to see, you know, what her account looked like. And she's a big, big DeSam fan, and she hates Liz. And she says, you know, to all the liaison fans, you know, if you're gonna dish it out, I could dish it out just as well, and everything. And I have the balls to, like, you know, whatever. And I'm like thinking, you know, if she has the balls to do it on YouTube, can't she have the balls to come in and defend her couple in a forum
you know,
like
what,
we have, yeah, you know?
You know what? This whole thing with, you know, with Sam and Liz, you know, just Sam,
yeah.
And Lisa, I'm going to tell you, now, I know you're going to have this thing on Saturday night,
yeah,
about this so-called, and you know how it's going to turn out.
No,
hollering, it's going to be shouting.
Well, actually, I think Christy won't let that happen. The people that are actually going to call in are nice. Because she was the person that's going to go on there, was actually listening to our show when we had that special guest, and Christy, you know, the Sammer fan said that we're nice in here, and she's willing to have a debate. You know, she's going to bring in some friends, and so, you know, Christy, knowing Christy, it's going to be a civil debate. It's not going to be shouting or whatever.
Other than muting people or, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know. I hope it turns out okay, but I don't know. Just from what all the crap that, you know, that the fans say to each other, even on the board, why do you think it's going to be that much different on the radio, you know? And she can only control so much, you know what I'm saying? Not unless she handpicks them, you know, and that's not going to happen because, like,
no.
If she tells one person, then one person will tell another person, you know what I'm saying? And before it'll be back and forth, and, you know, if they can have an intelligent conversation, you know what I'm
saying?
Well,
you know
because
what?
They're not, you know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I actually went in to listen to a debate show one day, and there was actually a fan that came in. There was a couple of DeSam and the liaison fan that were debating, and it turned out to be a good debate. I mean, there are some fans out there that can be really, really nice to each other.
I just hope that we get those.
Oh, well, yeah, I will, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, well, I guess it's just, we'll just have to wait and see, because, I mean, one thing about us is that I really like is that when we do have these shows, debate shows, that we're willing to take some time out of our day to go on there and just debate and just see what all the fuss is with the other. I don't know, I just feel like the other fan base, they're not really passionate about our couple. It just proves to me that they're not passionate about their couple. I just want to see one debate, because every time there is a debate, it's the liaison fans that are there, and you'll get a call, you'll get as the Sam fan calling in and hanging up and saying F you or something, you know, and I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, it's so funny. But I mean, it was funny, we were on YouTube. I probably should not have done that, because that's not usually me. I'm not a person to debate with. I don't like debating, I don't like arguing or whatever, and so that was, for me, that was kind of surprising that I did that. I don't do that. I don't go on YouTube and fight with. I guess I'm just fed up with their logic.
Yeah.
I'm fed up with their logic because one person said on YouTube, "Oh, Sam didn't kidnap Jake," and I'm sitting there thinking, to me, watching a child get kidnapped
She didn't do anything about it. Go on, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, watching a child get kidnapped is just as bad or even worse than doing the deed. To me, it's you know, I mean, come on. And and it wasn't at all, they'll say, oh, well, she was hurt. Even if she was hurt, even if a woman was hurt, would not use a child to get back at a man she put in love.
Exactly.
To me, she was a woman scorned. That's all.
Yeah.
Now, if that woman, what's her name, Amelia, if she hadn't found out that that, you know, Sam, no, who was that sign up? Was it Nelly
yes,
or
yes.
was it Amelia?
No,
but anyway, they...
It was Amelia. She was the one.
Right. I mean, and I wonder if she hadn't, you know, went and told Jason, I wonder if Sam ever would. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what I'm thinking, because Sam
yeah.
was just Sam was
would
sitting
she
there.
Have finally said, hey, you know, she didn't say anything. In fact, she was still lying about it.
Yeah, and she was sitting
she
in her apartment drinking alcohol. She was sitting in her apartment drinking, oh no, was that when the, I'm sorry, that one was the goons were, I'm sorry, that was the time when Jason found out about the goons, never mind.
Oh, you guys, you guys, we have a phone call.
Okay.
okay, so Lee, you mind me get your popcorn?
Oh, wait a minute, well, I'm out of popcorn. Oh, I have some chips.
Okay.
Will that do? Chips and dip.
Hello?
Yes, it is I.
It is I. Okay.
It is I, Brutus. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Oh, my gosh.
I got cut off on the last show, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Hey, I did not do that.
Next
I did not hang up on you. Okay,
right.
I did not hang up on
you.
Well,
bad. We get cut off, too, and it's not Carly's fault. It's just time is run out.
Of course not.
Oh, my gosh.
So what's
today, I was going to ask, nothing much. We're just, me and Carly kind of got into a little on YouTube of a debate on YouTube last night with the Sammer fans. And I don't normally,
yeah.
I was saying earlier before you called in that I don't normally do that. That surprised me because I don't debate. I'm not much of a debater, but I guess I was just mad at their logic of why they love their couple and why they would love a person that would stand and, you know, stand around and watch a child get kidnapped or whatever. And I'm like, and they're kind of like personally attacking me, it felt like, you know. And
yeah,
so I said, you know what, I got to go in there and defend myself. But,
I get what you're saying. Yeah, you got to defend yourself. But you got to realize that most of those guys are young kids.
I know. Actually, they were. One of them was 15 and one of them was 19,
right.
I think, because I won them a YouTube account and their ages on there. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So that's what you kind of have to watch out for. Some of these guys.
But one was 33, too. I was like, okay.
Well, you always have your anomalies here and there, but most of those guys, they're young kids. So.
Yeah.
So what else is on the cards? What else is on the cards, people?
Oh, Carly, what's with the website? You said it was going to be up Sunday night.
Yeah, I thought it was, but we pushed it back until we were, like, on our one-year anniversary, for it would be September 1st, and it will be up September 1st.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What kind of message boards do you use? Is it a V-Bulletin? Like, what template did you use?
Oh, I'm going to have message boards. I'm going to have...
Do you know what kind?
No, I don't, but I will find out for you if you would like me to. But, no, it's going to be message boards. It's going to be a rant room. And, yeah, it's going to be a really, really nice website.
What's the name of it?
Daytime After Dark Radio.
Cool.
No, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about something like Carly's Corner. I was thinking about that the other day.
No.
I say you keep it the same. I say you keep it the same.
Okay. Carly, he gave you a thumbs up with the title of the website. That's good.
Listen,
yeah,
man, this thing can be huge if you guys do it right, man. You know, you guys need to be able to present yourself in a way where these guys on this show can identify, can separate you guys from regular GH fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to happen. Yeah. And by the way, we are going to have, every week we are going to have a little voting poll, and we are going to have a little couple section. And even if they haven't been in the same damn screen time in like a year, you guys still can vote for the couple you want. It's not like the couple who's been on the screen for like the past week together. That is what I call stupid. I'm sorry, because putting a couple out of the way just because they haven't seen soap screen in a while is the stupidest, most stupidest, arrogant, stupid thing I've ever seen, and I don't like it.
You know what? I have to, you know, at General Hospital today and these past couple of days, I'm starting to like the Robin and the Scrub storyline.
Yeah,
I know.
I went on YouTube and I had to watch it because I was reading all the recaps and people were saying, oh, you got to see this scene between Patrick and Robin. And it was like almost, it took me back to the good old GH days when the writing was really good.
Me too.
Patrick, well, they have very good chemistry anyway. And I just thought it was so good. I said, wow, look at that.
I know.
So now, if they can write for this couple, can they write for other people? Can the storylines improve? Or, I mean, you know, somebody's writing good stuff. I mean, I don't know.
I know. I was thinking maybe this is a little bite of what, you know, maybe that they're starting to change their writing or something. I don't know, because I was watching it the other day when Robin finally found out when Patrick told her, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Now, this I said that. I was like, this writing is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why can't they do that for the rest of the show? You know?
I know.
I mean, today, did you see? I don't know, Shirley, if you, okay, I watched it today. I fast-forwarded through most of it, you know, except the scrub scene, but I still wanted to laugh. At the end of the show, when Jason and Sam were in, like, they were leaving the cabin, he gave her a piggyback ride because she hurt her ankle. And I was, like, laughing.
God.
I was wanting to laugh.
No, I don't watch the show, Terry. I just read the recaps.
I know
recaps,
you don't,
I didn't know that he gave her a piggyback ride.
He gave her a piggyback ride because she couldn't walk, and so he put her on his back, and he walked her out of the cabin. I was oh, my gosh.
But what I thought was funny was I haven't seen any of it, but that's okay. But I just think it's funny that, you know, you want to hype this couple to, like, heightness, and then you cut most of their scenes. You know, welcome to our little world a couple of years ago, people. We did not get our scenes cut, but we got air time of 2 minutes and 30 seconds most days. And did we complain? No. But you guys want to complain that you little Sam person got 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
Didn't you, you know, I've even read message boards where the Dissamer fans are not happy with what's going on. That they don't like the couple this time around. The first time around was good, but they don't like them now. They're starting to not enjoy their couple anymore, and they've had it, you know.
Well, you see,
just
that scene where he's carrying her piggyback, which I didn't see, thank goodness. But that goes to show you, this is the dead weight that Steve has been pulling.
Oh, my God.
Has been pulling
literally,
for the past year and a half. You know, she's on his back. Here's that dead weight he's got to carry on, you know.
There was this line that he said to a lot of people on RTN were really upset with the line that Jason said to Sam, or I don't know who said to him. I think it was like, I don't ever want to lose you or whatever or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, man. And they're like, oh, I love being alone together. And then I guess he said, but when we get back, when this is all over, we'll be together sooner.
No, because when you come back, Brenda's gonna come back, Sam, and you better watch out for Brenda.
Mm. And you know, speaking of Brenda, Vanessa Mars, I right now it's just been boring. I've been fast forwarding through a lot of her seasons. So supposedly she's supposed to help bring up the ratings for this show, but how's that saying goes? They're putting all eggs in one basket.
It's going to take more than one actress.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Heather.
What's up?
Hey, Heather. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm in my dorm room right now, so hopefully I'm not disrupting anybody studying.
Ooh, you're breaking up, though.
Kind of breaking up a little bit, I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Sorry about
yeah.
that.
Oh, no, it's okay. Did you see General Hospital?
Ooh, gosh,
that sounds
terrible.
You're really breaking up.
Yeah, you're all,
okay. All right, well, I might have to just talk another time then.
Okay,
okay. All right.
Yeah, Troy is back. I mean, and we are having a show on Monday, too, so.
All right, well, I'll have to come back another time then. My internet is not really good here, so. I guess I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All righty. I hate when that happens. You have to, because of the service or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, what causes that? I don't understand. What causes that?
I don't know. For some reason, it decided to be crappy, I guess. Okay, I want to move on to another soap really quick. Even though I haven't watched it, but I'm excited to watch Days of Our Life.
I'm excited that
tomorrow's going to be like the greatest day to tune in probably in a couple of months. And I, for one, want to see EJ look off his little ugly little face wiped off because I'm sick of EJ.
Those eyes, they were really batting today, boy. You know how he gets those just fluttering his eyes. They were really batting today.
Oh, we have another call. Hold on. I think it's Bridget Bernasso. Hello?
Yes, it is me.
Hello, Bridget.
We're having a Skype.
Hello,
Skype,
girls.
Skype on hey. Your arm?
No. I can't even get on the player. I can't get on the chat unless I go on to your specific page. Nothing.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Let me do anything.
You've been having trouble, I guess, for a long time, huh, Bridge?
No,
the last couple weeks.
Since
Christmas, one-year anniversary, I couldn't get on her show either.
She couldn't.
And it keeps saying done, but with errors on the page. So something's not
weird
working.
Now I have Brazil on the line. Now that I don't love you guys, I could get in trouble for saying that. Briz, okay, when I was watching Army Wives, because I wasn't going to watch it till next week, but it was like 2:30 in the morning and I couldn't sleep. And so I put on, well, they did a really good Army Wife, except I really thought Michael. But I just thought Michael was dead, and, you know, at first I, because the way they said, we have a situation here. And I'm like, when they left the cliffhanger for the next week, I'm like, a situation? Oh, no, he better not die. And so, oh, my God, so if anyone has not seen it, I'm sorry, but I enjoyed the whole hour. And, that's why I wanted to ask you. What did, the cops say to, the husband?
I don't think she said anything, because it panned from him to them.
Too.
Yep, so I don't know if she answered him or not. See, we'll see next season, because they never resolved it. She was just shocked, and then it panned back over to the next scene, and I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, and I like it how the ending, even though the other day I got to be there for her graduation, but the other guy couldn't be there for the birth of his baby.
But he got to watch it on webcam, That was pretty funny.
I thought with the son in him, when the son came running in the room and saying, mom is giving birth, it was just like, that show was just so good for the family. It's been great all season long. I mean, it's been really good. I know I need a DLC True Blood from the past 2 weeks. When is their season finale? Because there's a lot of season finales for summer shows that are happening, because fall shows are going to be coming up in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, True Blood, well, they only have a couple more episodes right here.
They only have a couple more episodes. Yeah, there's only two more episodes left, so, yeah.
Yeah, because they started in July, so.
Yeah.
And I still can't get into that show. I'm sorry.
I love that. I try.
I know, me too.
Although this season, they kind of waved away from the books, but, you know. That's just me.
We've learned that Suki is a fairy, which we kind of already knew, I guess, from the book, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Jay's like, really? I think that he said. but I like Burn Notice. I love Burn Notice, and that's a pretty good show.
I watch that from time to time. I don't watch that all the time, but whenever I do watch it, I always enjoy it.
There's another good show I love, Psych. It's called Psych on USA Channel. Oh my God, that's so hilarious. I watched the
season finale last night. It was really good.
Season finale?
Hawthorne. I love Hawthorne.
Oh.
With Jada Pinkett Smith. I love that show. She does an excellent job on that show.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
I couldn't get into that show.
It's really good. If you started from the beginning, I got addicted to it from the very start. It's very good.
Okay.
Hey, what about, did you watch The Glades the other night?
I saw his real life girlfriend on there. Yes.
And that's his real life girlfriend. I thought so.
The blonde?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She was Jody off of McLeod's Daughters in Australia. That's Jody.
Oh, I was wondering. I thought
that's his real life girlfriend. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, okay,
Really?
When the psychic told him that he was going to marry somebody from Tamarack, I'm thinking, God, it better not be the blonde chick.
I know.
And I'm like, at the end, I was like, when we find out that she was that, what's her name? That Callie is from Tamarack.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, yeah, great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, wow.
Oh, and The Good Wife, one of Carrie's favorites, is coming back September 28th.
I love that show.
I mean, one show Cherry got me into when she was here and I'm like, I really love is Wicked Blue. I'm enjoying that show, and, you know, I wish some of these shows would not leave, like,
The thing, and me, and I love Flashpoint on Friday night, and that show makes me cry. Now, if there's a show that's going to make me cry like that, then that show's really good, in my opinion, because there's not, I have to say, even cry at Hallmark commercials, but that's another thing.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Yeah, so, but I mean, if there's a good, really good show like that can make me cry like that, then I will surely love watching that until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Hey, Bridget, did you see the scene where today Jason gave her a piggyback ride?
Oh, yes. The whole scene today was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I effed everything of theirs. I was like, you know, I'm just not even going to watch it. why would they put her in those frickin' hooker boots in the first place to go undercover? I'm serious. These people need to frickin' get a clue.
We were talking about the writing for Scrubs. Now,
they did an excellent job on Scrubs. Very good on Scrubs, but that, I just was like, whatever. I'm so over them. I am so beyond over Jace Lame. It's just
pathetic. Yeah, I know.
And where was the big campfire romantic bullshit that they...
That'll probably happen tomorrow because I...
No, they're in the cabin now.
No, but I was reading something. Well, didn't it end with gunshots or something?
But no, but certainly a lot of their stuff has been cut.
Oh,
yep.
Good.
They didn't do those because they were supposed to do them Tuesday. Them being in the campfire and all the big revelation bullshit, and it didn't happen.
They got cut.
Yeah, well, you know.
And Elizabeth was supposed to make a big thing about her being blaming Windermere for her mistakes and all this stuff, and that didn't show up either.
Oh, you guys, wait a moment. Film goes back. Heather's back. Let's see if... Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh,
hi,
Heather.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was just, when you left, I was like, man, it's good. I hate when that happens. You know, we have to let go of some callers, you know, and everything.
Yeah, I was bummed, so I decided to leave. I got a whole different room this year, and so the trade-off from having a nice view outside is that there's really crappy internet, so I have to look around. It drives me insane.
Well, but at least you have like a nice view. At least.
So Heather, do you still like watch GH or no? Do you like tune in once in a while or?
Oh no, I watch it like every single day. I mean, I usually have classes sometimes in between like 2:30, but like then I go back and watch it. Like I watched the scenes with Patrick and Robin from yesterday's episode. I watched that this morning on YouTube.
What'd you think about it? I thought it was good. I mean, the writing, I mean, you know, maybe not perfect, but it's better than a lot of the writing that's on the show right now, you know?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I thought the writing was really well. I mean, I thought both actors totally brought it. It was great acting.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very good.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I was, like, crying with them. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then, at the end of the scene today, the end of the show, Jason gave Sam a piggyback ride out of the cabin because she hurt her ankle.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I fast-forwarded through their scenes, but I saw that. I was like, oh, my gosh, really? That is so funny. I just wanted to laugh so hard. I'm like, really? I feel sorry for Steve Burton. Give her a piggyback. And then, that's what I wanted to say. You know, watching them, Steve Burton ain't going to get an Emmy. He's with Kelly Monaco. I'm sorry. He's not going to be, that's not a meaty storyline. He doesn't have a meaty storyline with her. I was telling Carly this today. I was like, he's not going to get a meaty story. I mean,
when was the last time that he even had his own storyline? I mean, I can't even remember the last time he had it other than with Liz. He hasn't won an Emmy
since he was working with Robin a lot, you know, Kimberly and Maurice and everything. He won in 98, but that was when it was in the storyline with Kimberly and Maurice and all that, you know, when they broke up.
They had better writing then, too.
They had so much better writing, and I'm, like, thinking when I was thinking, I was like, I wanted to laugh my ass off when I saw that, but. Okay, something's happening. A radio's going on or something.
Well, maybe Zay's getting bored of us. I don't know why.
Why do you always show for me, Carly? Why is it me?
No, Jay's been so quiet. I'm surprised. He's just enjoying our conversation, I guess, that we're just ranting and raving here. You know, you must like our rants and raves, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. But you know, Zane, the only reason I go for you is because it's so much fun and
what?
I need to have a little fun on my own. So and going after you a little, I have to admit, it's sort of fun for me. And
guys, what is Carly saying? What is Carly talking about?
No, it just makes it a laugh. It makes it fun. It makes it a humorous show because, you know, I love how you guys like to have a little fights on air. It's like funny. It's just like the comedy of the show, you know. Besides
can I say something?
Yes. Okay. Is it bad or good? Okay.
Okay,
Kelly, this is your phone, whatever he says. Oh, no. This is your phone.
Okay.
And talk.
Okay.
In my
what?
Opinion, this show is a complete joke. It's a complete joke.
Are you talking about the radio show? You're talking about GA.
It's a complete joke. I mean, they've got all of these young MTV actors running around today. Like, look. Sonny, let's take Sonny for example, okay? Sonny has gone from fighting Sorrel over turf on the waterfront to both Alcazars, to that Russian guy, whatever his name is, and now he's fighting teenage heartthrob Johnny Sakara and his little Irish friend and his little Irish friend over turf. What is this? This is what I don't get. Why aren't I don't understand why GH fans are not up in arms about this. People say,
that's
I'm upset. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you're talking the fans that are really loving it are the DeSam fans because they have their couple and they think it's the best show ever, you know?
No, they are not loving it, but they are
some of them are.
Scene got cut. Some of their scene got cut.
You can sugarcoat it all you want. Bottom line, if the majority of the fan base did not accept it, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
True. The
majority of GH fans are accepting this. And I just don't get it. Back in the day, it just wouldn't have happened. Take the action movie genre, for example. You're going to bring out that movie Never Back Down when Van Damme and Stallone was on the block in the 70s? There would have been riots in the streets. Guys would have died if that movie came out in the 70s. Are you kidding? Come on.
Are you talking about the Never Back Down movie with that?
Yes.
The recent Never Back Down movie? Okay.
Look, guys, fans, you guys have no one to blame but yourselves. No one to blame but yourself. GH fans out there, if you're listening, it's your fault. That's it. Next topic.
I don't know, because there are a whole lot of fans that have left GH. They have left GH right in the lurch. I mean,
because, you know,
they're not coming
and
back.
Surely, exactly. Surely. And when this show gets back on track, watch these guys.
And a lot of the fans that left are the fans that have been with the show for a long, long, long time.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. They'll come back and they'll act like they were there fighting for it. And
Carly, you need
to get angry. You need to get angry and say, wait a minute, when I was fighting off guys like Jay, where were all of you? That's what you
it's on webpage RTN. There is nothing but negativity.
If you're so damn depressed
about this show, then quit watching. Quit bitching about it.
Honestly, say
you're not watching.
Yeah.
You don't have an opinion if you're not watching the damn thing.
Well, I don't watch the show. I read the recaps, opinions.
There's a difference. There's a difference between guys who just leave completely. See, Shirley is still on the ship. Just because she's not watching it doesn't mean she's not on the ship.
Yeah.
She still wants things to get better. She's still participating, dabbling, dibble dabble here and there. She's still on the ship. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
But there are guys.
Well, some of these guys aren't even on the ship, and they're still bitching about it. These people aren't even paying attention, and you're still bitching because you're not seeing what you want to see. Well, then do something about it. Don't bitch about it.
Write it, comment, call the comment line.
Send an email to all these executives. Do your part.
Yeah.
Why bitch about it if you're not going to do anything about it?
It's one of those things where you as a fan, you have to, look, it's a risky, but... And I understand, at the heart of hearts, some of these guys, and let's call a spade, some of these fans, they simply need it. And I get it, okay? But on the other side, if you really want this show to get better, you have to risk it going off of the air. See, I'm the type of fan when it comes, not GH, but I'm the type of fan that if you don't do it right, then I don't want to see it. When they were doing Watchmen in 2009, I said, they're not going to do it right. I have no interest in seeing this film at all. Zero. And that's one of my favorite novels. Top five. I have no interest in seeing that movie. That's the kind of fan I am. But there are other fans out there that doesn't matter how bad it gets, they're so stuck in nostalgia. Because think about it. They set the foundation way back when for what's going on today. There is no foundation being set for this show now for the future. There isn't. I don't care how much you sugarcoat it. And standing the test of time means that when it's all said and done, let's say this show goes off the air tomorrow, 5, 10, 20 years from now, Luke and Laura is still in the hearts and minds of people. That's standing
the
test
exactly.
of
time. Yes, exactly.
Brenda,
I agree.
Brenda Sonny, Sonny, Sonny Carly, Sarah Brown, etc. Those guys will be, listen, no matter what you say, no matter how much you love Maxie, Spinelli, and Lulu, they will not stand the test of time.
Right.
They won't. They won't.
Well,
no
look at Liz and Jason.
And
they're standing the test of time.
No, no, no.
See,
that was it. That was the stopping point right there, that couple.
Yeah, that
after
right
them,
there.
The,
yeah.
I don't care. It's standard. The woman who's playing Carly on there right now, she's like one of the very few people that if they give enough material to, she can go to that level. But we are in a completely different world.
Yeah.
We're in a completely different world now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's impossible. Like it's like and it's the same thing with movies now, guys. If the environment isn't set, see a lot of guys don't know what it took to get Dark Knight. It took a lot. If the environment isn't set, you're not gonna see anything amazing for these guys. So guys need to get real. Guys need to ask themselves, GH fans, you guys need to ask yourselves, what do you really want? Do you want this substandard material for the next 10 years? Or are you willing to risk, risk this show going off the air? Because in my opinion, you got to cut it off. If you really want this thing to, if you really want the message to get out there, you've got to cut it off. But I understand it if you keep watching. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
I wasn't there a rumor that One Life to Live that is going off the air or something?
But no, not in this rumor because there was a big ABC meeting with all the cast members tomorrow morning.
Really?
And
well, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm not surprised because even One Life to Live, you know, even
know
the One Life
what?
To Live is better than GH right now with the writings
and the
characters.
But we don't know what the rumor is.
I had read that it has something to do with holidays. I don't know. Somebody was saying it has something to do with holidays. I don't know whether that means working holidays or what. I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, calling a mandatory meeting.
Now I'm hearing, somebody said on the radio show that I think it was, I don't know who it was, but they said that they might make the shows, like they might do what they did with what they did with when Brenda came back, the classic shows. They might take a day to do a couple of those shows, like maybe every Friday or every other Friday or something. That's four days out of the week.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have the shows going on. I think they'll save money by having maybe every week do like an episode of the classic GH or something like a Friday or something. But I don't know. I heard something about that. But
you said a classic.
See, all
he's the editor of Soaps in Depth. Or so I was listening to one of his radio. He has a radio show on Blog Talk too, and he was saying that there were talks to have. To make it cheaper, so like maybe 4 days of the week show the original episodes of GH and maybe a Friday to show classic shows of General Hospital, like what they did when Brenda came back.
Like from like back in the day?
They're going to show like classic shows of General Hospital back in the day.
But does this make sense? I mean, now they're trying to cut costs, yet they keep hiring different people. I don't get the logic. They keep hiring.
I don't understand either.
And
so where is
Monica's
money
character
from?
On recurring? That's
right.
What pisses me off. But Monica's character on recurring, and they're going to phase her out, and there's not going to be any Quartermains left if they keep doing what they're doing.
No.
I'm sorry. They need to get rid of all of these young guys.
I think at this point, I'd rather see the older people, the Quartermaines, on TV because I love Edward and I love Monica and I miss Alan and I miss Emily. I even miss their butler. What's his name? Machine. Oh, Alfred.
Man. Well, he hasn't been on in a year.
Wasn't it Alfred or something like that?
Or something. Yeah, I even missed him because he was like comic relief with this show. I'm serious. Sometimes I just wish that I could just watch a whole episode of, like, maybe the Quartermains or something.
Look,
man. I don't know why they brought Maya in, because right now she doesn't have any story.
She's boring.
Let's not single her out. Let's not single her out. She is in the same boat as the people who have been on that show.
Well, what's the use of bringing her on a new
character?
What's
the use of having No. What's the use of having all of these young guys on there?
I think my point with that statement was, if they're trying to cut costs, why are they bringing on other characters that really don't need to be there?
Because they don't have to pay them as much.
That's true. Who else are you going to bring? That makes perfect sense.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
You can't bring back Roy DeLuca.
I don't know.
All those great characters from the past, boy.
Dagger Kate. I love Dagger.
So good.
Even though Karen, she died on Port Charles, but since you're talking about a different soap, they could bring. That storyline, I loved Karen and Jagger when she went through her sexual abuse storyline.
Before I put bring Zay back, I muted him for a second.
Okay. All righty then.
Yes. We have 3 minutes left, but I did not want to lose my voice tonight because losing my voice, getting my voice back like normal, but I still have the cough. So I'm just saying, I'm going to bring Zay back on air, and hopefully he won't be bad. And I muted him.
Carly.
Carly. Oh, my God.
Carly, why?
Too mad. Oh, my God.
You know what?
Good stuff he was saying.
He's got some points on some things, you know?
Yeah, he had some really good points about some things.
Yeah.
I think he was right about, you know, if you want to see a show change, maybe, you know, bring it down to the point where it could get canceled. But then at the same time, is the network really going to care? I mean, you have to, you know, examine to examine the other soap operas that have already gone off the air.
I want someone to explain to me, because I was still talking for the past 2 minutes. What did you say?
It wasn't me.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Carly, what is your issue?
What is my answer?
I need to know what's going on in your doula. You go after the younger people
every night, and I do not want to lose my voice again because
Speak softly. Speak softly. Carly, this is what I don't get. Okay? You've been watching this show for years. You are like an anomaly. I don't understand. Like you're talking like one of these young guys running around today.
I'm talking like an old guy.
You know what? Answer me this. Name me five people who you'd get rid of off of GH besides Sam.
Jason Cook will be. Like the second one to go.
Who is that? You gotta tell me who that is. Who is that? Who's Jason?
Hunter.
Who?
He's Patrick's little brother.
Patrick's little brother. That's one. I need who else?
Well, Zionist and Jackson, because I can't stand him.
Okay.
Nicholas, because basically, I Okay, and okay. I do not want to put on the spot like this. Okay,
sorry?
But my point is, you go
after. You got two more. You got two more, love. You got two more. I need two more. Two more names.
Okay.
Mia, get rid of Mia.
You guys
Mia,
notice how the
you,
unholy Trinity,
you.
The unholy Trinity is safe. But go on. Go ahead. You got two more.
No.
Two more.
Okay. The only one that I said would ever should go was Kelly and Jonathan Jackson. From the day one of the show, that
okay.
I said,
so, wait,
I
whoa,
hate
whoa,
Kelly
okay.
Margo. I am
that,
not.
No. I said, no. Guys,
okay.
no. Sam has to go. Let's put that to the side. We already know that. We need to stop saying that, okay? Then,
well, you need to stop
picking.
Okay, you need to stop picking on the young one.
Oh, Carly, come on. Be respectful. Let him talk.
Hello. Can you hear me? Okay. Carly, you have a... Hello? Did I get cut
hello?
Off?
Hey,
yeah. No, you're still talking. Yeah.
Go
on,
Carly, don't do that. Let him talk. Let him talk.
Okay. Carly, you have acknowledged in the past that Jonathan Jackson is a good actor. Now, whether or not he is doing good currently is irrelevant. You acknowledge that yourself, correct? Hello?
Yeah, but I cannot
okay.
feel lucky.
Oh, there's
and...
no but.
No,
Carly, just let him talk.
There's no but. Because instead of writing something that could fit that character well, you want to get rid of him. But then you want to keep Maxie. You want to keep Spinelli. And then you want to keep Lulu. So
yeah.
you want to keep. So listen, what are these guys bringing to the table? A detective agency. A detective. Guys, this is unacceptable. Steve Burton is a mobster. He's not Batman.
He's not Superman.
He's
either. Yeah.
He's working with the police. He's got his sidekick, his ward, his protege, Spinelli, Robin, basically, and Batgirl is you-know-who. And it's like, what is this? What is this? They wouldn't have dared done this back in the day.
Mm-mm.
Guys,
yeah,
you guys,
I said
man,
I said,
you guys needed to get some weapons, man,
would,
get some bats. You guys need to camp outside of ABC Studios, man, because this is unacceptable.
Hey, I
yeah,
could if I wanted
are.
To, but I live don't live too far. But
I
want to be the only one out there with ticket signs, you know.
Carly, I mean, the sad thing is this. I mean, I don't know why people feel like they have an allegiance to these people.
Right.
Forget the people that I don't like on the show. Let's talk Steve Burton, the guy that I do like. Why do you have an allegiance to this guy? These
yeah,
guys, let you guys
know.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Let me tell you. These guys are
okay.
making way too much money. They're making, this is why, I'm telling you guys point blank. I know guys who fund these conventions, these Comic-Con conventions. Guys, you guys aren't taken seriously. You're not. You put me in charge of a franchise tomorrow. The fan I'm going to spend the most time talking to is the guy who can bring in these real-world issues and how they can compare with his fanship. Guys who can only talk about what's going on GH, why isn't my favorite couple together? Guys, I mean, you're a joke. There's too much going on in the world. You guys aren't taken seriously at all. How can you defend what's going on this show? Oh, I like this storyline. This storyline's looking. Guys, rays of light in the darkness. Rays of light. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still crap. It's crap. And until you call a spade, listen, unfortunately, Carly, this is your show. This is your show, but unfortunately, Carly, they're going, Carly, please, I'm trying to help you, okay, but look, they are going for guys like, listen, they're going for people like you. That's who they're going for. This isn't discredit to you. Like I said, you've been watching the show long before I have, respected
yeah.
them, but... Until you need to realize that, man, living in this in the matrix like you're living is unacceptable. See the light. See the light. How let's be honest. How many of you guys have seen the Matrix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them all.
How many of you would have taken that red pill? This is an analogy for what's going on in the real world right now. How many of you would have taken that red pill? and basically been on the run for a quarter of your life, eating this, you don't have fried chicken anymore. You've got, you're eating this goop filled with protein and amino acids.
Your phone.
I mean, let's get real. How many people need this industry? How many people need Angelina Jolie? How many people need all of these attractive models running around on TV today?
I'm going into this industry. I need a job, so.
I mean, let's get real, guys.
You know, I actually like Angelina Jolie, so for me, she's an exception because I really like her. I've always liked her since she was in Gia. She played Gia on, you know, and she won, I think she was nominated for an Emmy for
that. No. I'm not saying she's a bad actress. I mean, like, following her around, trying to get into her life.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I'm not saying she's bad.
Okay.
But, I mean, come on. I mean, this show is...
So let me understand. So what you're saying, you should follow around the people that will do good work, and are you saying, like,
yes,
don't follow around,
why,
like...
Exactly. This is why I told everyone to be in that theater on July 16th. You have no right to complain if you haven't gone and seen Inception yet. No right. I can systematically, I can break down for you guys how your show went down through movies, how GH went down. I can. This is why it's so important to get behind one director who knows what he's doing, because then he can spawn other directors who come out with quality films, and a new precedent, a new foundation is set in Hollywood where people take things seriously.
Well,
when you have Michael...
Hopefully that movie Inception did break some ground, because,
It's doing really well. When you have Michael Bay's and Brett Ratner's and Roland Emmerich's at the top, basically making movies like Bad Boys 1, where things are not so serious, it's all about jokes and all that stuff, guys, it filters down to TV shows, daytime and primetime. I mean, these things are all connected. I'm telling you guys, point blank, with 100% certainty, if those three guys weren't at the top, your show would be completely different. And when things get better...
But they don't, Jay.
I could compare that 90210, the 90210 of the past and 90210 today is, like, no comparison. 90210 of the past was, like, really, really good show. I can't even... I tried watching 90210, the new version. I'm like, what is this?
Look,
I couldn't even get into it. And they even had Jenny Garth and Shannon Doherty on it, you know, and I'm like, okay, well.
That doesn't mean anything. I mean, look, you can have two of the greatest actors living today in a movie, but if the director's crap and the whole tone, mood, the script, everything is crap, what can they do? Have you guys seen that movie, Righteous Kill?
I heard about it. I haven't seen
With
it.
De Niro and Pacino?
No, is it good?
And Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. Have you guys seen that?
No.
It was
but
crap.
I almost,
it was
crap.
Crap. It was worse
okay,
than crap.
So I almost watched that on Netflix, but I haven't. I almost watched on Netflix, but I didn't.
So are you now going to tell me that Robert De Niro and Al Pacino are bad actors?
No.
Of course not.
No, they're not bad actors. They're not bad actors.
Nice.
I know Jay's going to say this again, but it's the material that you get. That's that's the thing, you know. See, their material was really good back in the day.
But.
You know, I loved the movie. What was the movie with Val Kilmer, Al Pacino, and, it was called
Heat.
Heat. I remember the movie was so packed. We had to sit right in the front, and our heads were, like, just looking up, you know, hurting and everything. And I'm like, I liked that movie. That was good. I mean, I don't know. The movies today... I agree with you with, like, the movies, because I went to see, like, I know I keep saying this, Clash of the Titans. I regret having paid $10 to go see a movie that they butchered. And I went home that night, I watched the original on YouTube, and I'm like, wait a minute.
They butchered that movie.
How did
you get into that cinema, though? You got in that cinema based on the original film, correct?
I did,
See, that's the thing. That's how they get people. They have all this on a flowchart. In those trailers, if they don't play that music that was played over and over again in those Dawson's Creek promos, they're not going to get 50% of the women in this country.
Look, man,
I'm telling you, people, especially women, you guys are good at this.
I love Dawson's
You'll hear that
Creek.
music. you will hear that music. Like, wait, I remember hearing that music in Dawson's Creek, and they will go and watch the movie purely based on that.
Right now I'm too mad right now.
Why are you angry? Carly, don't get mad at me.
It's just an opinion. You don't have to agree.
Carly, don't get mad at me. Get mad at GH.
Okay, now, when you have even Terry going on your side.
Hey, Carly, wait a minute.
I have been on this side a lot when he's on this show. I don't agree with everything, but most of the time,
you
know.
I'm not talking to you. I was talking to Terry. I wasn't talking to you.
Okay.
Okay, when you just said he should get a bit of young people, and you agreed with him?
Did I agree with you, Jay, on the getting rid of the young people? I don't remember if I really agreed on that.
I'm not sure.
I don't think I did. Does anybody in here think, did I agree to that? I don't
know. I wasn't paying attention. There was too much arguing going on.
I don't even remember if I did that or not.
Well, I mean, Carly, so you're accepting all of these Christinas, these Ethans, and these people running around. What is this?
You know what? I like the Ethan and Christina.
I actually like Ethan and Christina. I do. I mean, I like that.
Well, I mean, take it from like I'm a college student, right? Watching the show, I've only been watching it the past like 5 or so years. I actually like the newer characters more than I liked any of the old characters. But if I watch GH with my mom, she appreciates a lot of the older characters like Monica, Quartermain, and I would. So it's partially, I think, a generation kind of thing. So. For me, I like all the new, I like, you know, Johnny and Lulu and
Matt.
I don't care
for Monica and everyone else. Like, some of the older characters.
I
don't care.
I still care about Monica and Lulu too, but I do like seeing the young people too.
I think if they were to give Ethan and Christina, like, the actors, because they're kind of following now for this, you know, for Ethan and Christina, like me included. I think if they were given, like, a really juicy storyline, like, they did the whole abuse storyline, and I loved how he came in and you saved her, you know, and hit through the hospital.
But who couldn't?
What I'm just saying, if they were given another story, I mean, I think
right.
they could
but
off.
I'm saying, who couldn't? What if Maya was given a juicy storyline?
Well,
then what? Now she's now been outcast. Listen,
if these guys can
win Emmys,
I can't really say because I haven't seen her enough. I haven't seen her enough on screen to even judge that. I haven't seen her enough to even say that she could pull that off.
So what have you seen from what have you seen from this couple that you say that you're fond of? What have you seen
I've
from
seen
them?
A lot. They've been on here a lot longer than Maya has, and
a teary-eyed scene means nothing. It means nothing. Yes, I'm here. What do you need?
Earlier, if you could get a television show to make me cry or something, then they've done their job. They have really pulled me into the show or something. And a long time, you know. Huh?
Well, I mean, just because a TV show, you know, some writers can write one good scene and make you cry. I mean, that doesn't mean they wrote great dialogue or they wrote anything. Wonderful.
Right. Exactly.
It means they played on your feelings.
Exactly.
They wrote you cheap crap that they can write over and over again. It's a classic formulaic chick flick. You know, they didn't really write anything great for you. They just threw out the same kind of formula that they have in the past. And because you cried with it, you consume it's good writing. I mean,
exploitation. That's what it's called. Exploitation. Mm-hmm. And people don't even realize it. They don't. And not only will they accept it, they'll call it good. That is how that actress, whatever her name, that's how she won that Emmy.
Who?
Weiss, whatever her name is.
Berman?
I don't need to know her name.
Julie Berman?
Exploitation.
She can cry in these words, I guess.
So you don't think if she were to leave the show, General Hospital, and go on to do other, you don't think she'd be able to do it? Is that what you're saying or no?
See, here's the thing. When an actor can only do a particular kind of thing, it's not acting. It's not. If you're playing that high school ditzy teenage girl and you just got out of high school 2 years ago, you are not an actress, period. Let's talk. Listen, let's talk. Look, there comes a time in every actor's career where he becomes hot. They become greenlit, as they put it.
Yeah.
And they have a short window of about 18 to 24 months to show the world what they can really do. And what they do in that time frame, it will decide where they're going to be for the rest of their careers. Lost season one greenlit everyone on that show. Let's talk the main guy from Lost. Have you guys seen him in other movies?
Which one? The guy that was in Party of Five? You talking about that guy or
Jack?
Jack.
The guy that played Jack on Lost.
No. This guy was in 3 to 4 movies one summer, and he was terrible in all 4. He missed a shot. He's done career wise.
I never seen them, so I don't really know.
He was in that movie. It was in that football movie. The only reason I saw that movie because Anthony Mackie was in that film, and I love him. Okay.
Yeah.
And he was basically the same guy, but you were a football coach. I saw him in Smoking Aces, the same guy, but you were a hotel, whatever you were in that movie. The worst was that movie with Dennis Quaid and where he played some kind of terrorist or something like that. And this guy, he was good at the beginning of the film, but then he turned bad. But it was the same guy. And I'm like, wait a minute, you are done. You're finished. Overexposure. People don't even want to see him anymore.
Yeah.
And they've only got a couple of good actors on Lost anyway. Everyone else is substandard. They've only got 2 or 3 good guys out of the main cast. That's it. The guy who plays Saeed, guy's really good. He's really good.
Okay.
And the other guy, John Locke. Those are the only two. Everyone else, substandard.
I see where you're coming from. I definitely agree with some of your points.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Right.
Christian Bale, he's got one last shot.
He's horrible, gosh.
He's got one last shot, and then he's done. But see, there's nothing that suggests in part one and part two for him bringing up out a Marlon Brando performance in part three. So he's done, career-wise. Now, I'm glad this guy made his money, but he's finished.
What movie, I know you're talking, I was talking to my mom just now, but what were you, Christian Bale, you're talking about which movies that he was in?
Probably the Batman one.
Listen, Batman greenlit this guy. A lot of people don't know.
And then he was overexposed.
This guy, he's been acting since he was a kid. And it took 30 years for him to become.
When he was a kid, he was in a really, I love that movie with Steven Spielberg. What movie was it? It was
Empire of the Sun.
Yeah.
Empire of the Sun.
That was good.
This is what I say. A lot of people don't know. This guy's been acting since he was a kid. It took him 30 years to get greenlit.
Yeah.
You got greenlit. You didn't choose your projects wisely. You got thrown into Terminator, which was a disaster.
Yeah.
And now you've only got one last shot because, guys, watch Dark Knight. This guy got sidelined. This guy got outshined by everyone in Dark Knight. Heath Ledger outshined him.
Aaron Eckhart,
the guy who played the lawyer, did a way better job than he did. Look at Maggie Gyllenhaal. We already know she's a good actress. She outshined.
Yeah.
He got pushed. Listen, this guy has one last shot.
Did you hear about what he did on the on Terminator behind the scenes?
Yeah.
He got angry with somebody.
Yes, he has.
When I heard that, I was like, oh my God.
Listen, he apologized for it. There was no excuse for it, and he knows there was no excuse for it. But that director was incompetent. And I make predictions now. They come true. Not only do they come true, it's like an over-prediction, like an over-fruition. Things happen now. Look, I said, this movie's going to flop. This is going to ruin that director's career. And not only did those two things happen, the company crashed. You guys know that. Go ahead.
Which company was that?
Two real estate guys who made millions in real estate bought the rights to Terminator and made that film. Shirley, make no mistake, these guys were smiling at that premiere. Oh, things are going great. We're gonna do two more movies. Christian Bale signed on to do a trilogy. Uchi Wali, Uchi Bang Bang. Canceled.
I think with the Terminator movies, they should have just stopped at number two.
They really overdid the Terminator movie. They even made a Terminator television series.
That was a disaster.
That only lasted 2-3 years or something.
That's one season or two seasons.
Two seasons.
But look, This is why I say, why would you, as an actor, put yourself in that position? Batman is one of the largest franchises in Hollywood history. So is Terminator. One man is going to play both protagonists in two films? You're done. You will make your money in the short run, just like that guy from Lost. I don't know how much bank he pulled in that summer. But in the long run, you're finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gary Oldman will stand the test of time. Al Pacino,
I love Gary Oldman.
All of these people, because they set the foundation back then.
Well, isn't that like what Leo DiCaprio is doing? Because now he's being picky at the roles he's choosing.
DiCaprio's a great actor. The guy's good.
He's a great actor. I mean, I saw Shutter Island. That movie made me think at the end, okay, now was he the patient or was he really the guy investigating it all? I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, the ending of my niece is watching the movie too and like, what just happened at the end? Do you get it? I was like wanting to go back and watch it again or something. I'm like, wow, you know? It was twisted type ending.
I like the movie better than Inception. I thought Inception was horrible.
You thought it was horrible, really?
I didn't like Scribd.
Oh, that's big.
You didn't like that?
I didn't like Scribd.
That's big. Inception was a good film. I had problems with it. Like, I'll ask you guys this. How do they share dreams in that movie, for those of you
who I don't know. I went to go see that movie with my neighbor here, and he's an older gentleman. He's like in his, 60s or something, late 60s. And we were, watching. He wanted to see a movie, and he's like, hey, what just happened? How are you dreaming or whatever?
Right,
you know?
Right. You can't answer that question because the director himself didn't answer it in the movie.
I know. Wait a minute.
So
I have a question about the ending of the movie, Jay.
Inception was great for cinematography and all these other elements, but I thought the script was just horrible, which made it not like an eight film for me. Everything else was great.
Listen, in a world filled with Transformers and Michael Bay, listen, I'll take Inception any day.
The problem is, this director, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you a question about the ending of the movie now. Did he wake up, because you know the little talk he had?
Right.
What was the meaning for that? Now, if it spins, keeps spinning, does that mean he's not dreaming?
That's the point. It looked like it was going to drop, but it didn't.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. This director, the problem with this director is that he's starting to believe his own hype. Dark Knight has really... If this guy stuck to making boring films like he used to do, like Memento, Insomnia, if he sticks to doing films like that, he'll be flying high. But he's got it into his brains that he can do what James Cameron's and Spielberg's can do, and he can't do it. As good as Dark Knight was, guys, go look at those action scenes. They're not good. Look at the action scenes in Inception with those snowmobiles. They're not good. He cannot do action. He can't. But his stories are so good that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Certain directors are capable of certain things. And here's another prediction. As soon as Batman's over, this guy's going straight for 007. I'll tell you guys right there. I'll tell you guys right now, free of charge. He's going straight.
To 007? To the 007 franchise, huh?
Yeah, that's the next
week's
hit. Yeah.
Really?
And here's the thing. He's well suited for that because if you look at the 007 character, he's more of a charmer. He doesn't want to fight.
I guess it could go
either way. Just like with Bryan Singer and Superman, people have accused me of being homophobic. No, this guy, the reason why Superman Returns was bad is because Bryan Singer was gay.
Oh, really?
What does one have to do with the other?
Sorry?
I mean, why? Why was that not good? Because the director was gay. I don't get that.
Listen, you just have to watch the film. It's just some of the best directors out there. I think I've said this already. They're gonna have elements of their lives in their films.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is why it's not a prejudice thing to look at a director's lifestyle when you're choosing him for a project. It's not. It was all over X-Men 2, all of his whatever he was trying to push in that movie. It's just, it's there. It's there, and you can't refute it. Watch Superman Returns and talk to women. A lot of women said, I like the fact that he became a father at the end. That is one of the worst mistakes you can make. Superman hasn't been back since, what? When did Richard Donner retire the character? In the 70s?
Oh, probably, yeah, I think so.
And the closest you could come to that was a remake. Superman Returns was a remake of the first game.
Was of the first movie, of the first Superman movie?
Of the first Superman movie.
And
I
they
mean,
made how
the
many
film?
Sequels after that? Okay. They made like...
It's the whole film. Guys, go watch the film. It's just it's homoerotic. It is. I'm sorry.
Okay, well...
But the thing is, though, him being gay could have made the film excellent. It just went the wrong way. Because if you talk about Superman, okay, Superman is an alien, correct?
Yeah, yes.
What is he looking for? He's looking for acceptance. What are homosexuals looking for in this country currently, right now? What are they looking for?
Acceptance.
This is why I say he would have had experiences in his life that none of us would have had. So you bring that to your film, and people would be blown away if you do it right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, he shouldn't
just
hide.
He got it wrong.
He shouldn't hide. He should just bring it into the film.
This is why I say all of these things matter. And the creative minds who brought you the quality GH back in the day, they knew this. Today, it's run by guys who think in ones and zeros. That's why you get the shows on your screen today.
Well, if they're thinking that way, they're losing a lot of viewership because their ratings are in the tank right now. So they better start thinking the other way now.
You know? And the part that I can't understand is I was reading today that Guza, looked at the ratings, and for some reason he just can't understand why the ratings are so low.
Oh, my God.
Can this idiot be?
Well, then I want to ask, why are the ratings low then? Because, I mean, talking to you guys, these guys, I guess everyone on the show is doing okay. I mean, everyone likes Christina and Ethan and Johnny Zakara. I want to ask, why are the ratings? Listen, I mean, how many times are we going to blame someone other than the actors? When do these guys get the blame?
You blame the people in charge, the people
like the writers and the producers.
Right, but,
I don't blame the actors because they're just doing their job. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, I sit and watch this and I'm like, come on, producers or the people behind the scenes, why can't they see they go by focus groups? You're talking about 12 people in a room. They're going by these focus groups, and that's who they think the majority of the people are. I mean, come on, get me in there. I'll tell you what's right and what's not right with the show,
Perry, they don't want fans like you to know that you have power. That's why they won't listen to you.
Yeah.
Because once you guys do, when the cat's out of the bag, then their investment is no longer secure. They won't.
But don't you think if somebody like me did go in there, they would have to change, though? Do you think, they just ignore me, probably.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying, what if they put 12 people like me or us in there, and then they just ignore us, or, they'll kick us out? You think that they would kick us out, or they would just let us, I don't know, do something about it? I don't know. I mean, I don't even think that they would do anything about it, to be honest. They love the way the show's going, and so they don't really care what they're doing to their show. I think I read somewhere that they think, because the shows are on ABC Daytime, I think it was Franz or somebody said in a magazine that they're happy. Their shows are not going to go anywhere because it's ABC Daytime. They own the shows, as opposed to Procter & Gamble. They decided not to pay for them anymore, so that was why they – one of the reasons why they were the shows off the air or something.
Listen, it's a safe bet. It's a safe bet. They're going to get those same young viewers primarily, but they're going to get the same guys every week. Why? I mean, it's you're going to get your money regardless. This is why they, no matter how much I hate the guy, this guy, he's not going anywhere because he will pull in $750 million for Transformers 3 next year. Guaranteed. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how bad the movie is.
I'm so glad I was a teenager back in the day watching General Hospital. I'm so glad I grew up when things were really, because when I was younger, I used to go to the movies all the time. I mean, the teen movies when I was a kid was really excellent. I mean, I remember seeing a double feature with my sister for my birthday, Breakfast Club and Can't Buy Me Love or Dirty Dancing, or I don't remember what was playing at the time. I was like, wow, now I look at the teen movies today. I mean, some of them I'll go see because they look good or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, But most of the time, I'll just wait till it comes out on DVD or Netflix or something. But back in the day, I had to go see these movies.
Right.
I came out of the movie really good with, if they were to redo The Breakfast Club, oh my God.
I'm just glad that I was fortunate enough to have one of those uncles that sat me down and forced me to watch. Because if I didn't know what was good, if I didn't go back and watch the good stuff, all of this stuff running around today, I might actually accept. Like, look,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys right now here free of charge. This hasn't even been released yet, okay? They're thinking about rebooting Ghostbusters, okay? I'm giving you guys...
Are they really?
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
now, look, here's the thing. I am not... You know what? I'm against it in a way. But in a way, I'm like, okay, well, if you guys do it right, I'm not really against it, but if you guys do it right, this is 2010. This is 2010. I'm going to ask all of you now. You're making a Ghostbusters film. Who do you cast as a Ghostbuster? This is so simple. It will fly. It will fly over the businessman's head. I promise you. Who do you cast as a Ghostbuster?
What's that guy who used to be on Saturday Night Live who's in every other movie every other week? What is his name?
Seth Rogen, maybe. I could see him being in it, but...
Ooh.
Now, there are four Ghostbusters, correct? Guys, think Wedding Crashers. It's so simple. It's Owen Wilson's a Ghostbuster. Ben Stiller's a Ghostbuster. Mm-hmm. Vince Vaughn's a Ghostbuster. And
yeah, I could see that. I would go see it if they were in it.
Harry, you cast those four people, everything else will fall into place. They'll do the same thing. Simple. You talk to your thing. You talk to film fans, true film fans. They know what flies and what doesn't fly. They know.
Yeah.
Guys, even
when I go on YouTube and I check out people's comments on there, some of them just can't stand, you know, like even while talking about Clash of the Titans, they had gone see it and they were even bashing about the movie, you know, that it was terrible and everything. So, there's just a handful of people like that, I think, out here, isn't there? I mean, that can't stand what's going on or what? I don't know.
No. They're out there, but see, the problem
they're
is...
They're out there?
This Hollywood machine, I mean, they have a way of kind of... It's deceiving.
Where is Steven Spielberg when you need him? He needs to
Spielberg,
I think his last movie, his really good movie to me is Schindler... Well, I don't know. Has he done after Schindler's List? Anything really good? Oh, Band of Brothers. That was TV. Schindler's List to me was a really good. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Spielberg is definitely the greatest filmmaker ever made. But right now, I don't know what he's doing. I think he's gotten too comfortable.
He's been making some really not so good movies lately, huh?
Some bad decisions. He's making
wasn't that good.
And even guys like M. Night Shyamalan, okay? And
oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I'll say this.
He's awful.
The Village movie was terrible.
I agree. This guy has made four consecutive flops. But here's the thing.
Movie I love was The Sixth Sense that he did.
Look,
and
right?
Here's the thing. Some guys have said, you know, this guy needs to go away. He needs to, you know, quit making movies. This guy actually got cornered by a fan at some event, and I was watching the video, and I felt sorry for the guy. But look, the thing is this. He is a competent director. Even in his worst films, the cinematography, the directing is excellent. The problem is his movies are crap. So this is what I would say. This guy needs to take like a 5-year break, go on a soul-searching mission, drink water, do something, okay? But
here's the thing. Julia Roberts movie, Eat, Pray, or whatever.
He has to make up his mind what kind of filmmaker he wants to be because he's all over the place.
But see, the thing is, though, guys who say they want him out of the industry and then accept Michael Bay, I don't get. But see, here's the thing. Even though he's a good director, you want people like him in the industry. Even though he's made bad films back-to-back, you want guys like him because out of nowhere, this guy could come out with a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Brando. Look how many bad movies Brando made. Does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't matter because you know what he can do. You know what he can do.
Yeah.
That's the point. It's about taking a risk instead of playing it safe with Brett Ratner with another Rush Hour movie.
Oh, crap.
Oh,
I'm
getting off.
Hello?
Hello?
What was that? I'm
ill.
He's here.
So, anyway, I have spoken. GH is in shambles. GH is in shambles. It's in bad shape. So
yeah.
Call to arms. Call to arms. Enough of this. Mm. Yeah, this is an interesting story. I'm liking this. No. It's unacceptable. All of it. 100%. And people say, oh, Jay, all you do is complain, all this, that, and the other. Guys, unless you start speaking out about this stuff, they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
No, but Jay, people do complain. People have been writing. They have been calling. They have, you know, and the people, they don't care. You write, they write. That's not
right.
To say people don't, you know, care. I mean, because
right.
Fans do care. I mean, I'm one, I stopped doing anything. I've like had it, you know.
Right.
But there are people out there who they are making the calls. They are
right.
writing in. You know, they are complaining. And
right.
people aren't being heard. That's what's so freaking frustrating, you know.
You remember when we talked about that minority of the fan base that the studio doesn't go for?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah,
when we talked
yeah.
about those are the guys that are writing. I'm telling you, it's just simple mathematics. The guys who are accepting this is who they're going for. You can
yeah.
see people are writing this, people are saying this, they're complaining. That's the small percentage. The general audience, if those guys didn't accept it, like they wouldn't have accepted it 15 years ago, they wouldn't dare have done it. They wouldn't have. And this isn't just for GH. This is for everything. This is for films. This is for prime time. This is everything.
Mm-hmm.
What,
sure.
what, I mean, what show is there to watch now? I mean, you guys have mentioned like
not,
five
not
shows.
Not
to us.
Yeah.
I
mean, oh, look. Okay, fine, Carly. Okay. But, I mean, for me, I mean, look, as soon as The Wire went off TV, I mean, it's like there's nothing for me to watch. Everything else is just insulting. I can't. That's me, but hey, I don't know.
Well,
look.
There's some pretty good shows out there now. Well, you know, it's pretty good shows.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But,
I don't think she agrees with that, but.
I don't know. Yeah. So what else is good, guys?
You don't think, huh?
What? Sorry?
No, I was just going to say, so you don't think there is any good shows on air?
I mean,
anymore, or what?
I mean, I like Dexter. Dexter's good, but see, I think they're kind of missing the mark with Dexter now because they've made him too likable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, but
I have to agree
but
with
that's
you
the
that,
whole
but
point. He's,
yeah.
the, he's,
well,
the, he's the nut that
I
like
that
life.
But see, I mean,
yeah, I have to say, I need him to get back to the killings now, you know? Come on, you know? No,
right.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. He is a too likable.
Made him way, way too likable. I mean, this guy is like, I mean, think about it. The way this thing started out, him having a girlfriend with kids it was not about him not being alone. It was about creating that image so that he wouldn't get caught. Now,
yeah, that's
I mean,
trying
yeah.
to be more trying to be more likable. Now he's a dad. Is he
right,
a
right,
single
right.
dad or what now? I mean, is
but,
now
but,
yeah, he's a widow now.
What
I know,
thing,
but is he going to keep the kids?
But, see, the thing
we
is,
won't
though,
deny until.
The scene that summed it up for me was that final scene in season one where his sister's on that table and his brother is telling, it's like, okay, you got to kill her now. A lot of guys, I mean, you really had to catch it, but it's like, you know, he was really thinking about cutting her up. That's
oh, I remember that scene now.
That's
yeah.
The,
he actually was thinking about it.
That's the point of the character. See, guys aren't really taking a step back and saying, okay, well, this guy's actually a killer. This guy is a serial killer. But, and I mean, that element just isn't there anymore. It's like, okay, this guy is just a vigilante now. He's a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yeah,
a superhero
I totally
with
agree.
A knife.
Hmm.
So,
they've
I mean,
lost that aspect, that thing that made Dexter like him. You know, they've, yeah, I see what you're saying.
So,
I
but
see
look,
yeah.
Dexter's leaps and bounds better than Lost and all this other crap running around, okay? But, look, I mean, they're just, for me, there isn't much to watch. I mean, 24 went off the air, Renee Walker, bye, farewell, good riddance. But look, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Carly, Carly, can you hear me?
When?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Jay, okay. That was funny. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm sorry.
No,
that's just funny how Jay said that, knowing that she's not.
Try to focus some of your anger towards GH, not me, okay? Because I'm just speaking the truth, okay?
Hey,
I don't give.
You
I
know
don't
why,
care.
Okay, if I had good cell phone call into the show, believe me, I would let them have it. Don't worry.
No. Hey, if you get him on the show, I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. Get me in on that show, please. That would be excellent. But yeah, look, man. I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for GH. I don't know what the future holds for Hollywood. We need to get some quality. Go ahead.
If they keep going where they're going, there's not going to be any soaps anymore. It's going to be all reality bullshit and nothing else.
Yeah.
And talk shows.
You've
like,
got,
we need any more damn talk shows.
How many shows now? We have six daytime shows, eight soaps now.
Yeah,
compared to back in the day, there was, what, 13
that's
of them?
After September, yep.
Yeah,
well,
that's
Saturday
right.
Nights, son.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
right.
There'll
I
be
about
five.
That.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There'll be five after
don't even
September.
Remind me about that. I love As the World Turns, ma'am.
I know, me too.
I just forgot all about it. It's going off the air until I got reminded about it.
Yeah, it's going off the air next year, right?
September, right? Next month.
Oh,
September.
Oh, okay.
It's going off the air in like a couple of weeks.
This is why I say, if you don't go for the core integrity of these things, you are harming yourself in the long run.
And you know, the sad thing about it is that these are shows that have been on way before, like, about radio days, you know?
That's right.
I guess they don't want, and those were character-driven stories on these shows, like Guiding Light and As the World Turns. Now they're not, they're plots. All these, especially GH is all plot-driven.
Oh, GH,
I don't like
that's,
that.
That's all they are, plot point.
Yeah.
It. You know.
I mean, who wants to see, I want to see character-driven. I want to, you know, that's why I fell in love with soaps in the first place.
Because
of the, you know.
Right. But it's just, you guys say some of these guys are good, but I just, character driven from this cast.
Okay.
The Scrub storyline to me right now, even though they're still plot driven, but I mean, Kimberly and JT right now are, to me, they're just pulling it off right now. Even it's probably going to be a shitty storyline, you know, but I mean, because it's heavily about Brenda now, you know, and everything and that story. But I just hope that it's not going to end. I hope it's not going to end them like she's dead and then that's it. They're not going to go into their
affair and all that.
I
mean, what are you guys expecting from her? I mean, if the original Carly... Oh, hold on, whoa. If the original Carly coming back, what did she do?
I was actually looking forward to her. I wanted to... She was playing a new character and... I've always loved Sarah Brown. I loved her. I didn't like her at first as Carly, but I mean, she's a great actress. And I thought, they hyped her up to where it was going to be a great story, like Tune Back In or whatever. And they just screwed her. They totally screwed her character.
It's a different world. It's a completely different world. They can bring whoever to back to this show.
That's why Sarah Brown left. She didn't like what was going on with her character. I think I read somewhere
they're
going to
do the same thing with Vanessa. They're going to do the exact same thing with Vanessa because they've hyped her shit up so damn high, and it's a bomb so far.
I'm serious.
It's a bomb.
It's
Vanessa.
A real bomb.
I love
right
Brenda's character, but right now it is freaking boring as hell.
Don't expect
and they hyped her.
you're going to be kidding yourselves. Don't expect much.
Yep. I'm not expecting much from that story. Never. I'm not expecting. I'm not even expecting anything great with, if they knock on wood, if they ever bring Liz and Jason back together, knock on, I have faith, but I'm not expecting much from that right now either. You know, I mean, I just don't want them to throw them together and, you know, I want it to play out gradually. I want them to have a really good story. I don't want them just to, like, throw them together and put in a crappy storyline or something, you know? Something should happen with
They don't know how to write for couples. They don't know how to write romance.
Yep.
They don't know how to write family.
Not anymore, they don't.
You know,
Mob all the time.
God, so sick of it.
Mob 24/7. Sunny and his women. Sunny and this.
And you know the funny thing is I think this Robin storyline, I think she's, because Vanessa, you know, Brenda's coming back and Robin's probably going to, you know, because she's already having scenes with Sunny, so now her storyline's probably going to go more mob now, you know, or whatever. I read somewhere that she's going to have bodyguards now. Was that a rumor that she's going to have bodyguards now at her
door
or whatever?
Spoiler, mob crap. And then what was I reading about Jonathan Jackson? Now, his character is supposed to be some kind of look-alike of this Russian mobster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Said, they have got... I was on the floor.
Oh, my God.
My stomach was in cramps. I said, oh, my God. They're talking about Teen Wolf as a Russian mobster.
Yeah, exactly.
Who I've been baking in my boots. Oh, my God.
I was like,
what the hell are they doing?
Peach fuzz on his face. That's really going to scare somebody.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know about that. I didn't know that they were going to make him a dual role. I mean, maybe they want to give him an Emmy or
that's what I was reading, and he was going to be this, you know, he's going to look exactly like this Russian mobster.
Guys, listen to what's going on. This is unacceptable. Guys, come on. I mean, how about this? Let's stop with all of these silly storylines.
That's all we have right now. I mean,
exactly.
Let's do something that is serious. Give Sonny a real threat. Give these guys something positive to do. I mean, it's like these guys. I mean, what is Jason doing with that woman?
That's what I've been wondering for like
out of a cabin and getting gunfire in her back.
But,
I'm trying to shoot her.
You know what? I would like to see Maurice Bernard in that. And he's in real life. He's got what's wrong with him in real life. He takes medicine for
bipolar.
What is he got?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
what
he's bipolar.
He's bipolar.
If you do it right, you can bring that to your character.
He has done that.
I don't think I was really watching it, but was it a long story? Was it like a part? Or did they just stop it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Shirley. See, I know you're talking about Shirley, but see, for him to he can't bring that out now. He can't. Look at everything else that's going on the show. You can't bring out a performance like that with everything else the way it is in shambles. You can't.
Okay, you got.
You can't.
He's going to jail. He's going to jail. He got arrested. And he hates confinement. So maybe I don't know. He get an Emmy-worthy performance in a scene like that or something. I don't know.
I don't see Emmys for nobody on this show.
We've already been over this. Emmys are a joke. We've already been over this.
Well, yeah, you know what? Actually, the Emmys this year at Vegas, they were like, they were a joke. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
I just want to go to Vegas and watch Vegas shows. I don't need to see it on an Emmy show.
Emmys mean
you know?
Zero. Oscars mean nothing. Sandra Bullock won an Oscar. It's over. It's done.
Okay,
Emmys mean zero. You can have 10 Emmy wins under your belt.
Jay.
You could still
that reminds me. The primetime Emmys are on this weekend, too. Hopefully they're...
Right, they come on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to tune in just to check it out. I'm going to see...
Yeah.
you know, because there have been some really good things I've watched on TV and some good movies, and I don't know, hopefully.
You guys, we have been on almost an hour overtime, and I'm not trying to jinx us, but
don't say it! Don't say it, Carly! Don't say it! Because every time you say something, then we get zapped off.
Okay, fine, I won't say it.
Okay, don't.
But I think for the next couple of minutes, we should just have a nice but peaceful conversation before we get one of those.
You're really pushing it, aren't you, Carly?
What was that? What did you just say?
I said she's really pushing it, isn't she?
No, I'm just saying it would be nice. It would be nice if someone actually looked at her cell phone like...
Oh, this is what I'm doing right now, so I didn't know, I didn't hear what you just said. Is that what you said?
Oh, okay. Hey, that's fine if you're not listening, because, you know. No, I just said, why don't we have a nice ending to this without all of us killing each other?
Hey, you know what, Carly? This is the first time you're doing that. Usually wait till it ends completely.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Everyone's still here? Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's still here.
Yeah.
So what are we doing now? Closing statements? Is that what we're doing?
Closing statements.
It sounds like we're in a courtroom or something.
I thought it would be a good thing, you know. I went to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, so please be nice to me, and you know, we love having you on, but sometimes you do cause like
What?
Headaches. Jay brings on some good point of views. I like hearing.
Yeah, yes, he does.
Jay, I have a question for you. Are you, what's your career? Do you, like, analyze films and stuff for a living, or you just pick up on that stuff yourself?
I'm an in-progress filmmaker.
Oh, okay. I just wondered.
Yep.
Cool. I'm a film student, so I just was wondering.
Sweet.
Quite all of a sudden. Okay, I thought Jay was going to be like, you know, oh great, you taking what I'm into, and you taking what I'm saying into consideration for future. I don't know. I thought Jay was going to comment or something.
What are you looking to do when you graduate?
Oh, I'm looking at getting into screenwriting.
Nice.
So I'm writing some scripts right now.
Keep them all in file. That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I want to get into television writing mostly because I don't really like working on feature films, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then television is dying, though, so...
Everything is like cable now. Mostly all the better shows are on cable. I mean, like,
you know,
the main channels, ABC, NBC, and CBS, they are really suffering.
You know the funny thing with me, when I took drama in high school I always wanted to be on a soap. But now that I laugh about that now, because if I were a teenager right now, I'm like, there's no way in hell I'd want to be on a soap opera. You know? I still wanted to be. I loved the soaps back in the day. I hated going to school all for the 9 months of each, because I could only watch it during summer, and it's like now I don't even care if I miss an episode.
Yeah, but back then we didn't have VCRs yet.
When I did get a VCR, I had a tape of them. I had to go out every 2 days. I was buying tapes.
Yeah, I know.
And now you're fast forwarding through 80% of the episode.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm fast forwarding my something.
Times have changed.
Yeah. I know.
This stuff is unacceptable. Period.
It is.
Unacceptable.
It is. Hey Heather, how old are you? You're in the university, right? Or college?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm at the University of Arizona. I'm 20.
Oh, so you. I like you because you have, you don't, I mean, you're not like these ones that are, these 15-year-olds, or they just, you know what I mean, that they like what they see now. It's
yep.
Like,
oh, right,
it's,
yeah.
You know?
I haven't really, I just kind of, right now, I kind of just watch GH for a good laugh. I don't really watch it.
No,
I don't really,
that's
I don't,
bad.
I don't
oh,
think it's
boy,
true.
They wouldn't like that statement at all. Boy, if Franz and Goofy could hear what you just said, you watched GH for a laugh. Bring in the comedy
when
relief.
Said,
bring in the comic relief, General Hospital.
You said you've been watching it for 5 years.
That.
You said you've been
that.
Watching it for 5 years, right? So you watched
yeah.
it like when it was kind of on the cusp of being
wow.
like good until it got really bad or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think GH has, I think like a lot of shows, you know, it has its spells where it's really
yeah.
bad, and then they have one decent storyline or one couple that's kind of good, and then
no.
you get into them for a bit, and then they kind of screw that up, and then you get into
yeah.
something else. So, I mean, I've been watching it, gosh, probably almost 10 years now. I mean, it's something my mom and I have really kind of bonded over watching. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's,
I know.
Just, it's just
and
one
it's
of those
like
shows
that now the genre, the soap genre, it's like something, like you said, you and your mom bonded over, so you have, you know, you could go back and you watch it together. Now it's like you probably don't even care to watch it together or anything anymore or something.
Well,
you know what I mean?
No, well, I mean, we still watch it together. I mean, like before I left back for college for good, I mean, we sat and watched it together just for, you know, old time's sake.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was fun. And, you know, that was when I think we watched it last week, so the whole Patrick and Robin stuff was really, you know, boiling up. So,
yeah.
I mean, we enjoy watching it.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the Patrick and Robin stuff. I mean,
yeah, that's about the best thing.
You know, like I said, you know, I hope they just don't, like, push Lisa out or kill, like, you know, they would normally do. I kind of want to see a fatal attraction without the fatal attraction person dying.
Oh, right, right. You don't want Lisa dead. You want her to get some help, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, like, just because, you know, she came in here to tell Deanna Mills, but she also thinks that Patrick actually loved her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So this person was 100% sane before she fell in love or whatever with homeboy, right?
I think she was insane a long time ago. She's insane,
I mean,
the day that Patrick dumped her or whatever.
Right, right, right.
In the very beginning.
That's what kicked off the whole thing, though, right?
Well,
yeah.
No, she's yeah.
So I mean, what? She was a perfectly sane individual doctor working for, what, 6-8 months? And all of a sudden now she's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Well, obviously she has issues. She's probably had them all of her life. And this just sort of brought them out, you know.
Oh.
Yeah,
this is one of the Patrick thing. I mean, you just don't go crazy just like that. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know,
I mean, it seems like that's how it was, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't watch it,
and
but
actress,
what I was reading.
The actress, Brianna Brown, she got a lot of hate on Twitter. She got a lot of
hate
for her personally.
Yeah. She's gotten a lot of bad emails, too.
For what?
But I think... For just her character, for coming into that storyline, becoming, you know, being
messing up Robin and Patrick.
Messing up Robin and Patrick because it's such a beloved character, and they hated.
Tell you, fans are crazy. Those are the crazies. Those fans.
Yeah,
okay.
Those are the crazies to
those
go and. Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, immature
in my
people.
Opinion,
that
people everyone needs to be getting hate mail on that show.
Fact. Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Maybe they do. Maybe they'll wake up, especially the people that are behind the scenes. They need to get a lot of hate mail, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll like, wake up and realize. I think somebody said the best thing to do is don't send a letter that everybody writes, like, make one letter, and you send it all, make a copy of it, and they said, write a letter, personal letter on your own, you know, how you feel about the show, and then send it in, and that will... do good.
This
you know,
guy, I mean,
better.
Whoever's